Across from the trendy 5th Street Public Market is a thrift store and Greater Goods. Step inside and you're transported to myriad cultures and crafts. Owner Joni Claiban explains how it all began.
We started importing via a business partner that we met back in the late 80s, and we began as a small business in the garage at my house on the west side of Eugene.
She sold products on college campuses and at festivals before opening the store in 1991. At the time, fair trade was in its infancy.
Fair trade is a concept that has grown over the last 30 years. It means that the people who are producing these goods are supported in more than just the purchase of the item. And fair trade means that those producers are making a fair wage. And Greater Goods means that we are supporting that part of fair trade.
Another scarf and a pashmina shawl. So your total is $139.
With Stevie Wonder playing on the stereo and customers browsing, Claiban showcases a few of her popular items.
These are ocarinas that are from Chile, panpipes also from South America, ceramic drums from India, steel drum from Woodstock Instrument. We have Tuareg jewelry and Tuareg leather, which is camel hide. Hats have been a great way for us to connect with the male population of Eugene. We've probably had 20 different hat suppliers. Just had a customer in earlier today who is very sad. He bought two of his favorite hats that we happen to still have in his size. And what's he going to do? So I gave him a reference to a hat shop in Portland.
With Greater Goods closing any day now, loyal customers will have to look elsewhere. Bibi Head has shopped here since the beginning.
I met Joni doing clay art over in the River Road area where I live and found out that she was the owner of one of my favorite shops. So I'd already been coming here and then went, oh, it's her place.
What are some of your favorite things over the years that you've purchased here?
I bought the dress that I wore to my son's wedding. That was the most expensive piece of clothing I've ever bought and was worth every penny. It was fun. I'll miss it. I'll miss Joni. Good luck in every other endeavor.
Many thanks.
Ironically, business has picked up since the announcement of the store closing. Claiban has fielded a lot of questions about why she's going out of business and what she'll do next.
It's been a long time decision. We're kind of ready for something different, I think my business partner Vicky and myself. The economy in Eugene and in 2014 is a really challenging economy to survive in. Our 2013 retail year was really challenging. Pay the bills, make things work. So we're taking a sabbatical, seeing what comes up next, if anything. No promises, just ideas.
One idea is to continue selling locally made and fair trade products in some capacity. In the meantime, the staff is collecting emails to stay in touch with customers and savoring the good memories. Angela Kellner, KLCC News.